Thank you and good afternoon. Eureka police have arrested four men in connection with the stabbing death of 14-year-old Jesus Ramiro Garcia, who was found lying in the front yard of a residence on 15th Street in Eureka on December 17th of 2014. When police reached the scene that December morning, they found Ramiro Garcia suffering from three stab wounds to his upper torso, and he had defensive wounds on his hands and arms as well. Ramiro Garcia was taken to the hospital where he would later succumb to his injuries. The murder of Ramiro Garcia is tied with Mexican gang activities, and the four men arrested had connections both in Eureka and other towns, and are all members of gangs including the Mexican Mafia and the 18th Street Gang in Eureka. Detective Ron Harpam was the lone investigator assigned to the case, and it was an anonymous letter mailed to the department and received on December 19th that provided details about the murder and led to the arrest of the four men. They are identified as 37-year-old Joe Olivo Jr., who is currently in Pelican Bay, 18-year-old Joe Olivo III from San Luis Obispo, 30-year-old Sureño gang member Mario Nunez, who is in San Quentin, and 33-year-old Eureka man Nicholas Lagel. Today, law enforcement booked 18-year-old Tyler Bartlett into county jail following a vehicle-turned-foot pursuit that ended in Arcata. Bartlett was seen by a sheriff's deputy speeding on Highway 255. The deputy followed, but Bartlett refused to pull over, speeding off instead. During the vehicle pursuit, Bartlett hit two parked cars as he turned onto J Street in Arcata. He then left his vehicle and continued to flee on foot. However, he was caught by assisting Arcata officers on K and 6th Streets. A search of Bartlett's vehicle turned up an AK-47 rifle, magazines, and ammunition, and he was booked on a list of illegal gun possession charges, as well as evasion and hit-and-run charges. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department announced that they will modify their strategy when it comes to battling structure fires caused by a butane hash lab explosion. Hash lab explosions have put numerous residents and neighboring structures at risk, and Humboldt Bay Fire cited those dangers and the risk fire crews face whenever they go inside of a building that has a hash lab operation. Fire crews will no longer attack those type of fires from the inside, instead focusing on defensive measures by attacking it from the exterior, making sure that the fires don't spread to neighboring structures. Searching for trapped or injured occupants in the building will still be a top priority. An Oregon resident was sent to the hospital with major injuries following a vehicle collision near Crescent City Wednesday night. 62-year-old Ted Martin was headed south on US 199 south of Little Jones Creek Road when he lost control of his vehicle as it began to skid sideways across the north and southbound lanes. Martin was able to straighten out his vehicle, but he was still headed south in the northbound lane, and he collided with another vehicle that was headed north. Martin suffered major injuries and was flown to a hospital in Reading for treatment. CHP is investigating the crash, and the other vehicle's occupants sustained minor injuries. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Wednesday night, sheriff's deputies arrested 27-year-old Donovan Baltzley, who last month escaped the arrest of a deputy in the Blue Lake Casino parking lot. A sheriff sergeant searching for Baltzley found him getting inside of his vehicle on Spring Street in Eureka, and tailed at a safe distance as more deputies converged to the area. After tailing for a few blocks, Baltzley pulled over and surrendered to law enforcement without incident. Deputies found heroin and drug paraphernalia on Baltzley's person, and he was booked into county jail for his warrant, as well as fresh charges stemming from last month's incident. The sheriff's office have submitted a warrant request to the DA's office for the arrest of 27-year-old Ashley Page, who is the subject of multiple cases of mail theft. It was on Sunday when deputies located Page in the 3600 block of Pennsylvania Avenue in Eureka, and law enforcement found stolen mail in Page's backpack. On Monday, deputies were again called to Walnut Drive, and Page, who is a probationer, was detained and had stolen mail in her backpack again. Deputies conducted a probation search on Tuesday at Page's residence in Hillcrest and located a bag full of mail belonging to at least 70 different people. The stolen mail has been dropped off at the post office and will be returned to its recipients. For the past few weeks, Fortuna residents have been receiving fraudulent IRS phone calls regarding unresolved problems with their taxes. The Fortuna Police Department wants to remind residents that the IRS does not make phone calls of this nature and to not return any phone calls if the caller leaves you a voicemail. The IRS also doesn't make threats or notify people of their tax issues via phone call. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.